It's or not just, about like, blueberries, you.
The fruit.
Yeah, I feel like stuff that's like grown on Earth. Like, we don't know like what kind of planet they got. They probably can't be growing the same exact stuff as us. So I feel like any kind of fruit, any kind of like vegetable, depending if they like vegetables, but like,
that's true. Yeah, we don't grow our cows on Earth. So they've already had cow before, right? Yeah. So I think that new variety.
Well, speaking on like things they can't have on their planet. Mm-hmm. I feel like they haven't made like man-made things just as us, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, honestly, I would give them like a spoonful of Red 40.
See, and that's what I thought you were going to say in my head. And I have to agree with that because...
This is food coloring, isn't it?
It is, but it's a flavor that cannot be replicated. Exactly. And, you know, you have to catch up with the amount of toxins we have on this earth because there's so many. We've had years of drinking microplastics and they're pure. So we have to like contaminate them to our level so that we can interact with them at a good frequency. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we should like give them like Mr. Beast bars or like some kind of like branded stuff, like stuff you can't get anywhere else other than Earth.
I mean, Mr. Beast kind of crazy like that. I feel like he'd be available on Mars.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, so we have those, and I think for maybe one of the last couple of questions, we have, is barbecue overrated? Because here's my thing, right? I like being outside, you know? It's pretty good. And a lot of people eat barbecue when they're outside in the summertime. And it's, you know, it's like a big family social thing. But every time I see barbecue on, like, the menu, I just get sad. Because, like, it doesn't taste good. It's always too sour and, like... It's never like a good flavor, you know. It's either too smoky or like overcooked or anything. So, what do you guys feel on barbecue?
Barbecue, I feel like I don't think it's overrated. Like, I don't like to put like barbecue sauce in everything. You know what I'm saying?
I would hope not.
Like, if we're talking about like ribs and stuff, I've never really had barbecue ribs. So,
do you throw them back?
No. But I know you do.
No.
I mean, I think that I don't really like ribs just because there's too much, like, there's not enough actual food on it. Like, they advertise them as, like, this is the best food. Like, there's so much. And it's really somebody's rib cage. Like, that's all bone. And, like, you're not really getting the food off of it. So like it's really useless. I feel like ribs are only good for like soup. Mm-hmm. Anyways, continue though.
I agree. I think, I don't know, I'm kind of a hater of like any meat that has bones in it because I just kind of want to chomp into it, not have to worry about anything. But when there's bones, I always have to eat around it. I don't know, it's just like kind of, and like for me, like I like the only way I enjoy food is eating it fast. So I don't want to slow down at any point. And that brings me to my next point of barbecue, is that normally, especially with like Korean barbecue, for example, you have to grill it yourself, and then it'll already be like hot because you just grilled it, and then you have to wait for it to cool down. And I don't know, it's very like, I don't know, I kind of just want like my food to be boneless, ready, not too hot but not too cold, so I can just scarf it down.
That's fair. I didn't even think about that angle. That makes a lot of sense. I feel so your ideal barbecue, we haven't got to the barbecue part, but like your ideal barbecue would just be like just straight ground beef.
I don't
like sauce on it. There's no bones in ground beef. There should be.
I don't know, like deboned chicken or something, like that'd be fire. Because I think, I don't know, like, I also don't like barbecue sauce. I think it just tastes too strong. Yes. And I feel like it overpowers the food. So I'd rather, like, I don't know, like grilled chicken, maybe a bit of ground beef, but I don't like red meat that much. And then, like, ranch to dip it in or something.
Oh, ooh. See, now you almost had me.
So what do you mean?
You hit me with the grilled chicken and the ranch. Ranch is just...
Ranch is so good.
Ranch is just mayo.
No, you
ranch
you
is just trying to be healthy mayo. Like, it's the same color, and then they added just green into it.
I thought
ranch...
No.
Yes, it
red,
is.
There is no green in ranch.
There's a reason the valley was hidden, okay? Hidden Valley Ranch, they didn't want anything. They didn't want anybody finding out about that.
Okay, but...
Ranch was an experiment released by the government. I said it.
And what do you argue is better?
And what do I argue is better? Garlic aioli.
Oh, like a bus, you got me there.
I also really like Chipotle. I also really like a Chipotle mayo. Shout out,
okay.
Weissbot.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I'm just inclusive because I like all of those sauces, except for barbecue.
And you can be right in so many ways, except one.
Yeah, I think when I go to a BBQ, I usually go for the brisket, and then I get it with cornbread and coleslaw, right? Because I feel like when you take just the brisket, it's kind of like dry. It gets down kind of dry, right? So when I'm eating all of it, right, I need everything together, and that's how you make a good BBQ, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then for the sauces, I feel like I would dip it in blue cheese. Is that crazy?
I never got the hype behind
it. It's already barbecue? Barbecue cheese?
That sounds
and some
good.
Chimichurri on top.
That sounds Ooh. Good.
What?
That yeah, sounds yeah. good as hell.
Are y'all lying?
Wait, chimichurri is good.
I don't know what chimichurri is, but that sounds fire.
It's like a salsa, I think. I don't know.
It's some green little mixture.
We have green little mixture, blue cheese, and barbecue sauce. The four colors. On brisket. And
that
cornbread.
Sounds good.
Blue cheese is nasty.
Okay, but
with barbecue, so it's like sweet cheese and like.
But oh,
tomatillo?
That sounds good.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, Evan, what do you think?
On chimichurri and stuff like that.
No, on brisket.
Oh, on brisket, I actually like brisket, but I've never had I've only had brisket at Chipotle in a bowl. I've never had it as something at a family barbecue. I've never had it like that. So I never had regular brisket. So I don't know about that.
Wait. Evan, on a second note, right? I was once at Chipotle, and I was wondering with all the proteins, right? They all come fully cooked.
I wouldn't say some.
Have you had a bad experience?
The chicken, one time I remember I went really late, and it was right before closing time, so I had to go in and get out. Right, I got my bowl, I got guacamole, I got extra everything, right? And I went home and I was gonna share the bowl with my brother, and he opened the bowl and then he's just like, "This is raw, man, what are you giving me?" I'm just like, "It's not raw, I spent $20, no way." And then I open it up and then I see it and it's just a disappointment.
Wow.
Yeah, I know Chipotle doesn't have the best, working experience, so I've heard.
I've never gotten raw meat from there.
So the employees were taking their anger out on me.
Maybe.
I think that you were specifically targeted for that, and I'm sorry that happened to you. Okay. I think we've had some pretty good discussion. I have one last prompt, and then we will get back to the scheduled programming.
Oh.
We have: do you eat or drink soup? Because, right? Hear me out. There's soup that's just broth, right? Bone broth. Chicken, no. Just imagine a soup with nothing in it. That's a soup with nothing in it, okay? But then there's chowders, right? There's tortilla soup. There's things in that soup, and you have to bite it. But it's soup, so people think you drink it. That's the end of my introduction. What do you guys think?
Actually, I had one question about that, Kira.
Yeah.
What is tortilla soup?
Tortilla soup is really good. Shout out my mom, who makes it so much. It's it's red based, and then there's beef and corn and I don't know, anything that would kind of be in a taco in a soup. Mm-hmm. And then you put tortilla chips on the top of it, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what do we think?
So I think my immediate answer to that would be you drink soup. That's just how I always thought about it, but when I think about it a bit more, there's a lot of types of soup that do have stuff you have to eat in it, but you also have to drink. So I'd say it depends. But for some soups, you do have to drink and eat it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a proposition about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a fast eater, Sarah, you self-proclaimed, you call yourself that, right? If you just have soup with things in it, but you just swallow it you don't even chew or anything, would you still consider you're eating or drinking soup?
Well, if you're not chewing it, then definitely drinking. That's what I was thinking. Because at first I was like...
Ooh, bars.
I don't know. Like, would you... Like, would I be drinking a soup that has a bunch of stuff in it? But I'd still chew most of it, at least a bit. So I consider that eating plus drinking. Because, like, you know, sometimes you have to have, like, the broth. So it's like eating ramen or something. You say you're eating ramen, but there's still, like, soup in it.
That's fine.
But, yeah, I think you kind of do a bit of both.
All right. So one gulpers are out of the picture then.
But I think with the classification, I feel like if you don't have to chew, mm-hmm. then you're drinking it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But have you ever tried finishing a chowder without chewing a single time, just swallowing like Bevo? I don't know.
See, so I've never had chowder, so I'm not familiar with that. I don't know what different types of chowder are. The only one I know is like clam, and I think there's corn. It's like soup, but I think with milk in it. What is chowder?
What's chowder? Yeah. I have had chowder, right? And it is like, it's usually, it comes white. It has corn.
Mm-hmm.
There's clam chowder.
That's the one I've had before, right?
It comes with clam.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but the thing is, I feel like with foods, right, with like solid foods, mm-hmm. I tried swallowing a McDouble without mm-hmm. chewing, right?
You've mentioned this on the radio before.
And it was tough. It did not go down.
It's a lot of meat, that's why.
Yeah, like so, double, right?
So can someone explain what is in a chowder so that the audio listener kind of gets a... it's okay, we don't have to do that. Okay, so what was our final decision on this, if you eat or drink soup?
Eat.
Eat? Evan?
Yeah, I say eat.
Sarah,
a chowder typically contains a creamy base made with milk or cream, a roux for thickening, chopped vegetables like onion and celery, potatoes, and the main protein, which can be like seafood, clams, fish, or even corn. You do eat that. From what I just hear, you eat that.
Unless you are a one gulper. So so you're the tiebreaker. We have an even amount of things because I haven't voted and I will not vote. I'll stay the mediator. But Sarah, our special guest and food professional.
So there's one for drink, one for eat.
Mm-hmm.
Tough decision.
And I have to choose one. I can't do both because I do believe that you have to do a bit of both when you're eating soup or drinking soup.
You have to choose one. Five.
You drink soup.
Liar. Okay.
That was the mediator.
That was our segment with our special guest, Sarah M. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with us and doing some weird hypotheticals. We appreciate it. We are now going to get We are going to get back to our scheduled programming. This is Raven Lene with Days. This has been CJSF. Oh, this has been Golf Radio on CJSF on the Burnaby Mountain location.
To fall.
was Days by Raven Lynae. Next up, we have Cough Drops by 1999, Write the Future.
See, now that wasn't even
enough
agent to laugh.
No, because I looked up.
That was good.
You, and then I looked, and then I looked at you, and you were like trying to laugh. So no, that,
what did I say?
Nothing, nothing. He just immediately, like, as soon as you went up, you went.
Why is this so funny?
On telling myself I'm better, head propelling my mental first. I know you want peace instead of me getting jealous, teasing the extra shit. You chewing my thoughts like extra fluid, my tempo I don't like stopping. Flips, I reveal my cap, new era. Wanna be honest with you, girl, I know you caught my issues. Pearls on Madonna fit you, I visualize my whole life to fit you in it somehow. So the problem with you isn't what you like, but what comes within you. Building on what could fix you, tell me what the issue is wrong and a little bit soft, I get it. Talk with a vision, beat pause, let's get it. Walk in a better beach, not like Venice. Songs had you bitter weak, like it is. Too real, don't press pause, let's talk about feelings. Talk, talk, endless. Take a fresh breath, take a top off business. We gon' take off, don't let me go spinning. Hey.
That was Cough Drops by 1999, Write the Future. Next up, we have Time by Snow Allegra.
Never mind.
Wait, by who?
By Milena.
This time by Snow Allegra. Next up, we have...
by Milena.
Pretty good song. Sarah, you want to talk a little bit about it? This was our special guest's pick for the day.
Well... one of my friends recommended Milena to me. She's like this Korean like bedroom R&B
mm-hmm.
artist, and I really, really enjoy this song. Okay. Not many people know it.
Solid. This is Night Train by Milena.
So I can't want me to get now. Joking, I'm on sorry, that guy. Could okay, or not. Just I love you.
That was Night Train by Milena.
And for this last mini segment, we just want to talk about this really cool ad we just saw. So
Little Caesars.
Over at Little Caesars, they have this 2 for $15. And I just want to say right now, for $7.50, I'm busting up a whole pizza.
I don't think Little Caesars is that good. Just for our last segment, that was actually what was written, not the just now ad. We just were reminded of it. But it tastes like cardboard. Same with Panago.
No, I think Little Caesars, like, it's like cheap pizza for like pretty good quality. Like, it's not going to be the best pizza you ever have, but like, it's pretty cheap for a good meal.
Okay. I've never had Little Caesars, so maybe I'll try it with this.
Okay, I had it like once, but like 4 years ago. But like, trust
me. Reminiscing. Anyways, Little Caesars sucks. This has been Golf Radio. We really appreciate you tuning in with us. We just always appreciate your time. And tune in next Monday.